Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. As a general rule, I do not stay on the same subject for more than two successive broadcasts. I am going to make an exception this time because I think that the subject is an important one. The proposed sending of all Eureka-generated mail to Medford, Oregon for processing and return. Previously, I have given my thoughts on what I think are the problems associated with sending a Eureka letter to Medford and back, a total distance of 400 miles. Whenever you see a letter to any destination, you hope that the travel exposure time will be kept at a minimum. Let's look at a letter addressed to another destination other than Eureka. As most of you know, Eureka's trade area is primarily with the San Francisco Bay Area or the state capital in Sacramento. Presently, a letter to the Bay Area or Sacramento travels by truck from Eureka to Petaluma's North Bay facility, then routed from there to its destination. In the case of a San Francisco address letter, the distance traveled is about 275 miles. For Sacramento, about 380 miles. The same letter via Medford to San Francisco would travel 535 miles, an additional 260 miles, and the one to Sacramento would travel 500 miles, an additional 120 miles. As far as letters to other states, the only ones that might benefit would be those in the Northwest. All other states will have the letter travel time increased, as the gateways from California to the rest of the nation are Sacramento and Bakersfield. This commentary is being aired on the same day that Congressman Jared Huffman is scheduled to hold a public meeting at the Warfinger Building here in Eureka at 4 p.m. this afternoon. For you morning listeners, I urge you to attend this important meeting. Even if you don't care to publicly state your position, join the audience to show your support and send a letter to Congressman Huffman. I would like to see standing room only. If you listen to this commentary in the late afternoon, please send a letter to our congressman. It's not too late. Can we stop this proposed move to Medford? Good question, but you will stop nothing if you don't get involved. On the positive side, I do know of one instance where the Postal Service changed its mind. This was the plan to send Reno's mail to West Sacramento, followed by a second plan to send Reno's mail to Las Vegas. I recently heard that the Reno operation will be left alone, at least for the time being. Do you intend to stay away from the discussion because you are doing well with electronics and don't use the mail? How about your friend or neighbor who relies on the U.S. mail? Get involved for their sake. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.